Come on, Tim. I first want to express my appreciation to John Podesta for his terrific organization sponsoring this event. It has just been an outstanding morning and an hour into the afternoon. I have had the good fortune of knowing Tim Wirth for several decades. I told one of the people in the other room as we were getting ready to come in here, one of the assets that Tim has always had is such great presence. And he really had the presence there today. He conducted such a good meeting. It was fair and with the authority that only a Tim Wirth can direct. Appreciate that very much. And of course, the glue that's been holding this together now for several months is T. Boone Pickens. He literally has put his money where his mouth is. And I am so impressed with getting to know Boone Pickens and then to be able to say to myself, Boone Pickens and Harry Reid are friends. And I say that very sincerely. We had a gathering in Las Vegas in August. It was a tremendously important meeting. People thought that would be the end of our operation, but this now is the elaboration of that. What we learned in Las Vegas is, first of all, places like Nevada can be energy independent. And we also learned that we can only become energy independent if we do something to be able to pass that electricity around the country. Now, we've called it a smart grid. Secretary Chu, who has won a Nobel Prize for his brain, said, I don't like that name. What it is, it's just a highway to transmit electricity, and that's what it is. And that's, I'm introducing legislation this week. It's going to be bipartisan legislation. We're going to move this forward to allow America to produce its own electricity. As we've learned, and I was so happy today to hear Vice President Gore and Boone Pickens speaking from the same sheet of music. We need, in addition to this great asset that we have of renewable energy, and to move it wherever we need it, we need to have a bridge to get us where we need to go with renewables. And that's going to be for small vehicles, batteries, and for the big trucks, we're going to do it with natural gas. I've had the good fortune of meeting someone that Boone introduced me to, the head of Swift Trucking. That's a good place for us to start. It's already going on. We just need to give incentives for these companies to move to these new engines that will be driven by natural gas, which we have our own. We don't have to import a single ounce of that, a single drop of that. It can all be done right here. So this is a great conference. We're going to move forward and do some great things for the American people. I think it's Tim Wirth now.
Yeah. Great. Thank you very much, Mr. Leader. At the Energy Summit last year, the problems of transmission were identified as one of the central barriers to achieving the kind of renewable future that we'd like to see. Many of us have been working on this issue for a long, long time, and we've had two basic problems. One, everybody agrees that this is a problem, but people weren't willing to come together. And suddenly, you know, over the last year, for a variety of reasons, people have come together into this quite extraordinary coalition that we saw in the other room all morning long, a coalition agreeing to solve the problems of siting, a very complicated issue, the regulatory tangle, another very complicated issue, the sharing of the financing, a third, a very complicated issue, and a fourth, how all of this deals with two other broad national concerns, security and the looming climate crisis. These are a very complicated soup, but it's not going to be solved if we spend more time, all of us sitting around admiring the problem. The time is to stop admiring that problem and starting to come around and work on that problem. So the coalition being built was accomplishment number one. And the second, for which we are deeply indebted to Boone Pickens and to Al Gore and to others, was to bring the kind of attention to the problem that this problem needs. the grid can be an anesthetizing issue. People just look at you and you talk about the grid and they, oh my Lord. It, Boone Pickens has given it a kind of attention, a kind of an edge that really makes it again as interesting as it is and as important as it is. Now it's our job to support Senator Reid and his great efforts to put together the coalition and to put together the legislation and to get that legislation passed. We at the Energy Future Coalition are so pleased to have worked for a long time with John Podesta and the Center for American Progress. We now want to now make this a reality, and I think this morning was a very, very important milestone on the way toward achieving the sort of legislation that we absolutely need and want now. Thank you.
When I started the Pickens plan and kicked off on July the 8th, 2008, I really didn't know where it was going. I knew the story had to be told to the American people that we had a energy crisis in this country. So here we are, 40 years with no energy plan. And now, due to the leadership of Senator Reid and Speaker Pelosi and President Obama, we're going to have an energy plan for America. And that, you know, I'm a guy 80 years old, and I saw it all the way, 40 years, no plan. I always wanted a plan, and now I'm going to see a plan. And that's great, and I have to say it, that, well, I didn't say anything about my relationship with John Podesta. We have worked on this and passed paper back and forth on what should go to the transition team and all and what how we could have a plan that would really make sense. So anyway, it's been a great honor for me to be associated with Senator Wirth and Senator Reid and John Podesta. Thank you.
Wrap it up, John.
Okay. First of all, the Center for American Progress Action Fund sponsored today's event. We're happy to do so, but I think we're very pleased with the outcome. I think that one of my takeaways is we've gone from whether we're going to build a new green economy that's going to create jobs, and we're down to the hard work of how's that going to get done. The recovery and reinvestment bill that the president just signed certainly triggered that massive investment in a new energy future. But now I think we need to go further and deal with the difficult, sometimes challenging policy issues that are going to be embedded in Senator Reid's bill to get more renewables on the grid, to get this new, bigger, better smart grid built. I would say a second observation is the remarkable consensus that was displayed at today's meeting. We had the federal regulators and the state regulators in finding common ground. We had business and labor. We had Lee Scott and Andy Stern all, again, singing out of the same hymnal, environmental NGOs and power company CEOs. So I think this is a moment where we can move forward and pass energy legislation and pass it expeditiously. And then finally, I would just note several of the speakers brought this up during their, or several of the people participating in the session brought this up. The way broadband unleashed the new economy on telecommunications, I think we're really at the cusp of unleashing through the use of more efficiency at the consumer end and at the building end, and more transmission to move clean renewable power from the places where it's stranded in the Southwest and the Midwest to market in our big cities, as well as offshore wind. We're really at the moment where we've heard so much bad news about the economy. I think today's session gave us some hope that there will be good news through the investments that we can make in these new technologies will really power us forward and I think provide enormous both benefit to consumers and opportunity for people who want to work in this new green economy. So with that, why don't I start by taking questions. Go ahead. Please identify. Could you identify yourself?
Well, we're going to make an announcement on that late this week, so we'll make that announcement then. But you should be aware that what we're talking about doing is making it possible for this energy that we're creating all over, can create all over the United States, to take it where it's needed. State of Nevada is 87% owned by the federal government. We have potential there with geothermal, wind, and solar. But we can't use it all. So we need, that's just one example of how we need to be able to take that energy where it's needed. And that's what my legislation will encompass. Yes. Governor's been a little busy. They've been doing their meetings here. But of course, and that's why John Podesta mentioned that we had here the person that is in charge of all the state regulators. He said he has a small Congress. I think he said 253 state regulators he is responsible to. So yes, we're aware of that. That's why we had him here. But we're going to move beyond, and that's part of the conversation today, of one state being able to hold up forever something that needs to be done for the rest of the country.
You mentioned NARUC, National Association of State.
Well, I didn't mention that. I guess that must be the names. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I just spoke to the president of that association. He said
guy with the beard?
Yes.
Okay.
And he said that actually you cannot do the type of implementation that you want to do in your bill solely through eminent domain or federal powers. So there's some disagreement there. How do you propose to go through that, what he called?
He represents 253 state regulators. Whatever we pass, the federal level trumps all that, okay? Yes.
Senator Burr is due to return to Washington tomorrow, and with all the important work you're doing mm-hmm. here,
Senator Burris is a United States Senator. He, as I read and as I understand, they're investigating this on the state level in Springfield. They're looking at it in Chicago. And the Senate Ethics Committee is taking a look at this. He's a United States Senator. I'm going to work with him to the best of my ability. Yes. Well, I think one of the things that changes was elections that took place in November. We have 59 senators, or soon we'll have when we finish the situation in Minnesota. But having said that, we do not want the global warming legislation to be a Democratic bill. We want it to be a bipartisan bill. And we know that in years past, one of the advocates for doing something about this has been John McCain, and he still believes in that. And I think that we're going to work very hard to make sure that the legislation that we work on after we do our first energy bill that will come out of the Energy Committee, that is the global warming bill later this year, will be one that will have bipartisan support. That's my goal. I think that's what the American public needs, and I think that's what the world needs. Yes. You wait and see. Yes. My publication has run out on that. You better get to go. Okay. Go ahead.
Is oil dependency was raised by quite a few people, but other than the concept of putting natural gas into trucks, basically, there was no discussion. This is a smart grid discussion, electrical discussion today. Focus. How come no discussion of electrification of rail systems? And the electrification of rail systems costs less than putting natural gas.
Well, we discussed a lot today. But we didn't discuss everything today. We know that one of the things that we're going to look for in the future is a legacy issue that was introduced in this Congress, and we put it in our economic recovery package, and that's something dealing with high-speed rail. There are at least five corridors in the country today that are ready to develop high-speed rail. One, of course, that I'm very familiar with is between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. Right now, to move the trucks from LA to Las Vegas and the other way, sometimes gets held up for long periods of time on that road. And this is taking away from the productivity of our country. That's why we need high-speed rail. We're the only industrialized nation in the world that doesn't have a high-speed rail platform that's modern and new. And we're going to do that. We're happy we have Amtrak, but everyone recognizes that it is antiquated and old and needs a lot of repair. So we didn't talk specifically about high-speed rail, but we certainly are aware of it as an issue. One last question. I'm not going to couple those. I'm going to do them separate and apart. I've made the decision that I think that they're two separate issues, and we need to make these as easy to do as possible. We have a lot that needs to be done with something that will come out of the Energy Committee alone. I called all the committees who had jurisdiction of this together a few weeks ago, and it was decided at that time by all committees, some having overlapping jurisdiction, that we would move a bill out of Senator Bingaman and Lisa Murkowski's committee, Energy Committee, and that would deal with efficiency, a renewable portfolio standard. We would try to get into maybe something dealing with the highway to transmit electricity. That's what that would be. And then we will get into at a later time something that's very complicated alone, when there's no need to put this other stuff on it, and that is the carbon capture and all that kind of stuff. So that'll be strictly climate change legislation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.